So it says Netflix, one of 24 in a grid. It tells you that you're in a 3x something grid.
Yeah, and so it doesn't tell you that part, but it's three. You're three across in anything essentially that you're going to do in here. You're three across, and he'll show you what happens if you go too far. You'll know that you went too far.
Right. So I'm going to go to the right.
Hulu button 2 of 24 in a grid. Hulu button 3 of 24 in a grid.
That said voodoo.
You put hulu and voodoo next to each other.
I did it that way on purpose.
Ah.
So if you go to the right again.
24 channels. This is an advertisement.
So there's an advertisement on your screen. Can't read it. But it's an advertisement. So if I go back to the left.
Hulu button 3 of 24 in a grid.
I'm now in my grid of 24 channels. So if I go to the right or to the left.
Button 2 of 24.
Go to Netflix, the left again.
Button 1 of 24 in a grid.
Now go down.
Sling TV button 4 of 24 in a grid.
Let's see what happens. I'm going to uninstall Sling TV. Now, if I hit the down arrow.
My feed button 2 of 6.
That's under home.
Right. You can actually subscribe to different movies and TV shows. You follow them like you would on social media. So it shows you, like, if there's a new movie coming out that you want to know about, you can go in and this thing here will tell you about movies that are upcoming. You want to follow a specific actor or specific whatever, you can do that, and that also is very accessible.
News button 3 of 6.
And once again with that one, sorry. Before you move forward with news.
December 12th, 2017.
I have no idea what that just said. Anyway.
Something about 2017.
Well, I got that part. When you're adding things to follow, you do that the same way. You would use your options button, but you have to do it through search. We could show you in a minute.
So you go into news and you can read or listen to news. So let's hit the right arrow key and go into news. I can either press enter on news or I can press the right arrow key. I choose to press the right arrow key.
In news, top stories, button 1 of 14.
So now,
play to watch all top stories, 28 videos.
So it tells you, press play to watch all top stories, and it says 28 videos. So it tells you how many videos you're going to watch. Now if I hit the right arrow key again.
Don Shell's ball as Mueller zones in on Trump, button 1 of 28.
Oh, fearful.
3 minutes, 25 seconds. Pope compares fake news to Bible verse, button 2 of 28 in 37 seconds.
Say what?
I think we've just dated this podcast. So if you're listening to this 5 years down the road, then you'll know what time this podcast was.
Yes.
And again, she said you're in a grid, so you're literally in a grid, so you can...
Top stories, trending, button 2 of 14. Press play to watch all trending, 30 videos.
I really wish there was a way to pause her. She's very annoying when she just starts going on like that. You can't change her verbosity or anything.
No. So we're on trending, so if we continue to go down.
Oscar nominations, button 3 of 14. Politics, button 4 of 14.
Stay away from that one.
Shortcut, button 7 of 7. Enable the shortcut to audio guide. If enabled, audio guide can be toggled by pressing the options button on your remote 4 consecutive times quickly.
So when I was doing searches for Roku devices to kind of hear what they sounded like before I actually bought one, there were sighted people that were highly upset because one guy's daughter was like chewing on his remote or something and enabled voice guide. And he was, like, freaking out because his Roku was talking in a weird voice. So instead of taking the remote from the kids, couldn't chew on it anymore, he goes into accessibility and turns off voice guide. But he does not go into accessibility and turn off the shortcut. If he was to go in and turn off the shortcut, then you wouldn't be able to press the options key 4 times to toggle on or off voice guide. So it's just something to keep in mind. If you know you never want voice guide to go off, you could actually turn it on and disable the shortcut. Or if you're a sighted user and you don't want your Roku to ever talk to you, you can come in here and turn off the shortcut so that four times won't turn on or turn off the voice guide feature.